The current guidelines for treating obesity call for people to try to lose 5 to 10% of their body weight, according to Washington University nutrition researcher Samuel Klein.
But we know that losing 10% of your body weight is much more difficult than losing 5% of your body weight. So it's very important to understand what is the difference between a 5% and 10% weight loss in order to really develop targets that are evidence-based on what you expect the metabolic outcomes will be.
So Klein's team evaluated people with obesity as they lost 5%, then 10%, and then 15% of their body weight. Klein says the researchers wanted to learn how various amounts of weight loss affected health, particularly metabolic health, things like sensitivity to insulin in various key organ systems. And the researchers found that the biggest improvements in metabolism and insulin sensitivity occurred when the subjects in the study lost 5% of their body weight.
You get the biggest bang for your buck with a 5% weight loss. When you lose 5% of your body weight in people who are obese but do not have type 2 diabetes, you improve metabolic function in multiple organ systems simultaneously.
Klein says there were added benefits to continued weight loss, particularly in the sensitivity of muscle tissue to insulin, but he says the big across-the-board gains came at 5%.
Not all organ systems respond the same, and so muscle tissue responds much more effectively to continued weight loss than liver and adipose tissue, which really has achieved their maximal benefit after only losing 5% of your body weight.
Klein says it's clear from this and other research that metabolism improves very quickly when a person with obesity loses a relatively small amount of weight.
This really requires a re-education of people with obesity to really make them understand that a little bit of weight loss goes a long way and is much more achievable than a large amount of weight loss.
One thing that will require more research will be how quickly obese people who have type 2 diabetes will benefit from losing weight. They weren't included in this study.
It would be important to repeat the same kind of study in people with type 2 diabetes to demonstrate what is the appropriate threshold weight loss in those patients in order to get important metabolic benefits.
But Klein says for people who have obesity but don't have diabetes, getting significantly healthier may not be as difficult as they think.
So if you weigh 200 pounds, if you can lose 10 pounds of your body weight and keep it off, you really will be doing yourself a major favor in terms of your health. You don't have to lose 50 pounds. 5% weight loss achieves significant medical health benefits in people who are obese.
Klein and his colleagues reported their findings in the journal Cell Metabolism. I'm Jim Dryden.